Good evening, everyone. This is November the 5th, 2020. We've had a little rain here, a little rain there, off and on all day long. But we're safe under this canopy on our porch, and we want to bring you some more good news. Thank you for tuning in. You're an encouragement to Pastor Buck and me. Thank you for listening, and we pray that this service will encourage you and strengthen you in your faith. Oh, we have such a marvelous Heavenly Father, don't we, who loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son to die in our place, to pay the price for the sin in our lives. Oh, I just praise Him and thank Him today. Now, we might not be back tomorrow or the next few days because Pastor Buck is preparing for surgery on his right knee this time. And he has to go into quarantine with this COVID test. And then on Tuesday, he'll be operated on. And he'll need your prayers. We covet your prayers. We ask that the Lord would make it as pain-free as possible and that he would recover quickly. But we'll be with you on Facebook, even if we don't bring the good news. But you know, we'll try to do it no matter what. Let's go to our precious Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, how we love you and praise you and adore you. You and you alone are God. You and you alone are holy. We worship and adore you and thank you and look to you for all of our needs. Father, we know that we could not possibly live or breathe or have our being apart from you. Thank you for creating us, and then thank you for making a way back home when we became a sinner. Thank you, Father. We've all sinned and fallen short of your glory, your holiness, your righteousness. But thank you, Father, for sending your Son, Jesus, to pay the price that we might have eternal life, forgiveness of sin, and life everlasting with you. It's going to be so good, Father, when we're all home safe. But until then, Father, pour out your Spirit upon us and help us to love you, to love one another with all of our hearts, to obey you, to serve you, to show you that we are happy and thankful to be your children. In Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, Amen. Pastor Bud.
Well, we welcome you once again to the good news down here in Jacksonville, Florida. And you know, there's good news all over the world. And I think what we do as people, we tune our ears to the bad news and we forget that where evil is, there's good present also.
That's right.
And so we know that no matter... You know, we've got all of this election and people are already starting to riot and all. I would say to all of us, listen, just be still.
Yes.
And see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
It's the Lord that sets people up.
That's right.
It's the Lord that sets people down.
That's right.
And so the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Yes. And our God... My God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. And so I know that no matter what happens, you know, there could be all kinds of things going on around me. People could be starving all around me. People could be rioting and looting and
shooting
everything all around us. But Jesus Christ says that we are the sheep of His pasture. And that the good shepherd, the chief shepherd, knows how to take care of us.
He does.
So, You know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen?
Amen.
Now, we're happy to be here today, and Pastor Nikki has already said, tomorrow I have to take the COVID test before the operation Tuesday. And so after I take the COVID test, I have to be quarantined to make sure I don't get out and do something that may affect my health before the operation. But I'm not worried about that, but I'm going to do exactly what I'm supposed to do.
Amen.
I'm going to stay in quarantine, and we're going to be right here on our beautiful property right here in Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to be in our motor home. We're out here on our beautiful deck that we had built, and we're just going to trust God.
Amen.
We're going to trust God.
Yes.
And I want to say to you today, are you trusting God? Are you really trusting God, or are you letting things around you affect your way of thinking? Now, I used to really preach hard, and I used to preach hard about stinking thinking. But I would say that we need for our thoughts to be on what God would have for us.
Yes.
And whether we go or whether we stay, we are a winner either way.
We sure are.
And you got to remember, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You know, real early this morning, the devil woke me up. And he started running things through my mind, how they have to cut one bone off, then they have to cut the other bone off, then they've got to put in the artificial knee. And he started trying to put a spirit of fear in me. But I laid there. And my hope is in the Lord. My hope is not in what I can do or I can't do. My hope is in the Lord. And I pray that your hope is in the Lord.
Yes.
Listen, God knows how to take care of his people. If you're in God's will, he will take care of you. If you're out of God's will, then God help you, because everything that Satan unleashes on you, you bring on yourself. And let's don't bring our problems on ourselves.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Lord and trust him.
Yeah.
And be willing to turn from this path that is not producing anything to a path where he will pour out his blessings so much that we cannot contain them.
Amen.
I trust him. At 76 years old, I trust him. You know what? If they wanted to give me a brain transplant, I still trust the Lord. Because you know why? Because it's my soul and my spirit that belongs to him. This old body, sinful body, is going to perish. But there is everlasting life through Jesus Christ. So we're going to sing this song, and I pray you'll enjoy it. One morning, I will leave it all behind. I just praise him. Oh, let's put our hands together. Amen. Bring it up. There you go. On earth I walk through storms and trouble. One morning I will leave it behind.
Oh,
never sinned. No. So Jesus knows what fear is. Listen, he is someone that we can understand that he has been through it all.
Amen.
And he knows what it's like, and that's why he said, I am the great I am.
Amen.
I am the great I am. Now, Pastor Nikki's going to come and give us she's going to read, and then I'm going to try to bring you a good message today. And I pray that you'll listen. I pray that you'll be blessed. And I pray that you will receive the Word of God. It's the Word of God. Nothing else will compare to this Word. And in the beginning was the Word. Christ, the Word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm reading from the book of John, chapter 9, about the blind man who was born blind. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work.
Amen.
As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and
yes,
said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing.
Yes.
And I'm going to skip down now to verse 24. Then again called they, the Pharisees, called this man who had been blind, and said unto him, Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. They were referring to Jesus. And the man that had been blind answered and said, Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind to thee, how opened he thine eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, Thou art his disciple, but we...
Probably, if they knew, some couples, if they knew a baby was going to be born blind, or there would be a defect, they would have that child aborted.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a good example. Every baby has a right to life and a chance in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this baby was born blind, this baby come into the world and grew up blind, had never laid his eyes on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know how beautiful the sky was. He didn't even know what his mom and daddy looked like. He didn't know what a tree looked like. He had never seen anything.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus passed by, the disciples said, I wonder why he was born blind. Did his parents sin, or what? Why was he born blind? Let me tell you something. I don't have the answers to why some people have problems and health issues. I don't know why I've had health issues. I don't know why I've already had one knee replacement and have another. But I do know that Jesus wants every child every baby to have a chance to come into this world and be somebody.
And glory to Him.
And bring glory to Him. That's right, Pastor Nikki.
Amen.
And so Jesus healed this blind man. I don't know how old he was, but he was a man. And Jesus healed him. And the man was able to see. Now, you know what impressed me about these scriptures? Instead of all the religious people being happy that there was a miracle, they were trying to find fault with Jesus. They said Jesus was a devil. They said Jesus didn't have the real spirit, that Jesus didn't have God, that he was not who he claimed he was. I say to you, you know, we don't know the works of God, but we do know that God wants everybody to have a chance to bring glory to Him.
Amen.
I don't care who you are. You might not have an education. I remember in Alderson, West Virginia, in the 10th grade, I run away from home. And I wound up in Jacksonville, Florida, just a young boy with no sense, you know. And I, you know, by most people's thoughts, I grew up without a daddy. I grew up with a single parent. And I would never amount to a hill of beans. But you know, Jesus has his eye on all of us. Jesus has his eye on that little baby that's not born yet. Jesus has a purpose and a plan for all of his creation. And I'm trying to make a point today that no matter what your handicap may be, God has a plan for you in this life. He had a plan for this blind baby. This blind baby. And you know what's so great about everything? Is that the first thing that this blind man seen was the face of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And it reminds me of how that when we are lost and we are sinners, that we are blinded to Jesus Christ. But when we're born again, we're like the blind man. When we're born again, we open up our eyes and we see Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Woo! Glory to God.
Amen.
We see that Jesus is the most beautiful thing our eyes can ever look upon. And the blind man, you know, he started receiving all kinds of questions and criticism. And he said, this man has a devil. And you know what the blind man said? And that's what we need to say. You know, we need to say to those that say that we don't have a spirit of the devil, that we are nobody, we're nothing. We need to say, just like the blind man that received his sight, I don't know. I don't know about what you're saying about this Jesus. All I know is that once I was blind, and now I see. And I want to say to you today, you might have your physical eyesight, but our Lord wants you right now. The Lord wants you to come. You may be blinded. You may be blinded by the things around the world. And you know, what you have to do is be careful of religious people. You know, the religious people was telling this blind man that the one that had healed him was of the devil. My, Pastor Nikki. The one that had done something so good and changed a man's life, give him his eyesight, they said he was of the devil. That was religious people that done that. That was people that claimed to know God. That was people that claimed to walk with God, and yet they were so blinded. They were spiritually blinded. You know what? I would rather be physically blinded and know Jesus than to be spiritually blinded and think that I was such a great person walking with God. Amen. Now, Jesus said, you'll know a tree by the fruit it bears. And so, I'm saying to all of us today, we're in troubled times. We've never seen a year like 2020. And we don't know if 2021 is going to be worse than this year. We don't know. But if you are spiritually blinded, you're in big trouble. Christian, if you are spiritually blinded and you're playing church, you're in trouble. We are in a spiritual warfare, and 2020 has showed us that if we don't stick close to Jesus, we're going to fall in under.
Amen.
And the goodness and the gracious works of God is going to cease in our life. I want to say today, in closing, this man that was blind, he said, I don't know why you're talking about Jesus the way you are, but one thing I know, I once was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
And that's what God wants all of us to do. To be able to see that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father. No one gets to heaven except through His Son.
Yeah.
And if you're lost today, if you're troubled, if you're empty, if you're searching for the answer in all the wrong places, Jesus is saying, come to me. And I will give you rest. I love you. Jesus is saying, come to me. Come to me and repent of your sins. And come and take up the cross and follow me. Follow me.
Yes.
Jesus is saying to Christians today, it is time to follow me. They said, Jesus had a devil. That's what religion does. It finds fault. But once your eyes is open to the truth, you'll see that all of us are fighting. We're fighting for our very lives. But our soul is safe in the hands of God. So won't you come to Him today? Won't you come to Him today? Lost person, God wants you to be with Him. Eternally. Christian, God wants you to produce fruit. God wants you to produce fruit. God wants you to bring glory to Him. We can't bring glory to ourselves. We'll fall. We are all sinners. No good. Our righteousness is filthy rags. We need Jesus. Born again Christian, once you taste of the glory of God and you turn back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. And the end of you will be worse than the beginning. Please, please come to the Lord. Come to the Lord today. I beg of you. I beg of you. Oh, I beg of you right now. Right here on this stormy day in Jacksonville, Florida. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He is the answer. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. This old man, I know that my time is winding down. I know not the day nor the hour. But I do know that with God's help, I am dedicated to standing up for the things of God. One thing I know, once I was blind, but now I see. And I'm on my way to heaven. I'm fighting a good fight. I'm keeping the faith. And I know that good things are waiting for us. Pray for us as we face this mountain, as we face another mountain in this knee replacement. Oh, pray And until maybe tomorrow, tomorrow's when I get my COVID test and go into quarantine.
Hibernation.
Be like an old bear. And we're going to try to bring you the good news. We just want to say, may God bless you. May God keep you. May His face shine upon you from this day forth. May He bless you coming in and going out, rising up and laying down. Oh, let's turn it up and close with this.
I want to see you. Bye for now. Love you.